before the homily. You do a lot behind the scenes that people don't see necessarily and aren't aware of that happen in this parish. And for that, I want to thank all of you for that work behind the scene. One of those behind the scenes thing happened on Thursday morning. We had had some snow, as you are well aware, during Wednesday evening and into Thursday morning. And as I drove up to the office on Thursday morning, there outside were three women of our staff shoveling the snow away from the entrance and down the sidewalk. We have our preschool. We have people who would be coming for the 10:30 Mass. They were doing that because our maintenance man was sick and wasn't here on Thursday. So they simply grabbed shovels and they went out and they cleared the path for the preschool children and for people coming to Mass. So if you walk into the office someday and Becky, Monica, Karen are in there, thank them for what they did on Thursday morning. And so you say, well, what did you do? See, unfortunately, we only have left-handed shovels here, and I need a right-handed shovel. So because no right-handed shovels, I couldn't help them out. No, they were done when I came. They were done. You have a teenage son or daughter, and it's one of those days when they're going through that angst of a school day that has not been good for them, part of growing up. They're having difficulty with some homework assignment. They had a bad day in sports. That boyfriend, girlfriend they thought was going to be lifelong, it all broke off. So with your sympathetic ear, you listen to them. And in your support, in your affirmation, you help them make it through that experience in their life. There's a new person who starts at your work, at your school, or they move into your neighborhood. So you reach out to them and you welcome them. And you let them know that if there's anything that you can help them with, you're more than willing to do that. And so they have a number of questions, things that you have taken for granted because you have been there for so long. And so in your welcome, in your kindness, you help them to begin this new stage, this new period in life. And Saturday morning, I walked into Dunn Brothers to get a cup of coffee. And a woman came up to me and introduced herself and said she was from the parish and said she wanted to buy me a cup of coffee. And she thanked me for all the various things that I've done here and what it has meant to her and her family. In that gesture, in those words, I walked away with a heart full of gratitude, feeling good, and taking that with me through the rest of the day. Every one of those examples are what Jesus said. You are called to be fishers of people. Our call to be fishers of people is the way that we reach out and we touch into the lives of the people of our lives. How we make Christ real and present in people's lives. People struggle with things in life. People lose hope sometimes in life. People work hard to bring and fulfill what it is that are the needs of themselves and their families. And people deal with the sadness and the things of life that take them down. It's like those words from the first reading, that people have darkness in their life. They have things that weigh heavy on them. There are things that are burdens for them. There are times when they feel there is gloom in their life. And what Jesus calls you and I to be is those other words of the scripture today. that people will see and experience the light of Christ in their life when we respond to the call and when we reach out. And that light and that call can come in such simple ways. It can come in that way in which God whispers into our ear, give him a hand. Give her a call. Pay attention to him. Be more patient with them. Offer help with that project. Pray. Listen. The call doesn't come in some extraordinary, hugely large, impressive ways. It comes in the simple, ordinary experiences of our daily life where God calls us. It comes in the Dunn Brothers. It comes in your home, your school, your workplace, the table that you sit at with one of your children, the place that you sit with your friends. And just like the gospel today, those four individuals had to let go. And they let go of their work, but you and I are not let go of our work. What we may be asked to do, though, is to let go of our agenda, let go of our personal free time, our precious free time, to maybe let go of our control, to let go maybe of I'm too busy, let go of some pat excuse, to let go of what is at that moment needs to be let go of, to be responsive, to be in touch, and to be aware of those who come into our lives. Jesus walked amongst the people. He did not wait for them to come to him. You and I walk amongst the people of our life, and it's there that we encounter and meet those that need his presence and his light that is within us. The gospel, Jesus chose some companions, some co-partners in his ministry, and he wanted them to go with him and be with him. Today, you and I are those companions of Jesus. We are the co-partners with him. He has given us what we need to be his presence. He is saying to us, I trust you. I believe in you. I have confidence in you. I will give you what you need at the moment in time I call you to be with whomever it is that I call you to be with. Remember this, that as that companion, he's with us in our needs. For we struggle, we have stress, we worry, we doubt, we have burdens, all the things that I mentioned earlier and in the scriptures. But Jesus is reminding us that as our companion, he's right there with us to be that light, to help us to move through it, to be able to deal with it. And so our prayer for the week, where's that place within us that we need to have his light, his presence, his experience, to help us to deal with whatever it is that is in our life? And second of all, where this week will the Lord call us and say, I need you to be my light and my presence in this person's life? Be willing to say yes. Be willing to know that you have what it is to respond. Let's pray with that as we go into the week.